Scott Carson will have more time to fly his Cub. Senator Schumer wants an end to uncontrolled flights in the Hudson VFR corridor. And a weekend airshow crash claims the lives of two Belarusian pilots. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, September 1st, 2009. There are some nameplates being moved to new office doors at Boeing today. The company has announced that 63-year-old Boeing Commercial Airplanes President and CEO Scott Carson will retire from the company at the end of the year. Effective today, 59-year-old Jim Albaugh will take his place, and 45-year-old Dennis Muhlenberg succeeds Albaugh as President and CEO of Boeing Integrated Defense. Boeing Chairman, President, and CEO Jim McNerney said of Carson, quote, "The Boeing Board of Directors and I appreciate Scott's long record of accomplishment across many disciplines, functions, and businesses, and the enduring contributions he's made to Boeing through 38 years of service. Thanks to his leadership and operational experience, Boeing Commercial Airplanes has performed extremely well in a tough business environment and remains positioned solidly for continued market success," unquote. Carson will stay on through the end of the year to help with the transition. Read much more detail in the text version of this story, dated August 31st, at aero-news.net. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of New York is back in pander mode, calling for additional staff and ATC infrastructure to allow and require every flight through New York's Hudson River VFR corridor to be under positive air traffic control. Quote, "The regulations that govern flights over the Hudson River and other parts of New York City are a mess. There are countless handoffs, gaps, and holes in the regulatory authority, and that only leads to trouble," unquote. The New York Times reports Schumer also says every pilot flying through the corridor should be required to file a flight plan. FAA spokeswoman Arlene Salek exercised admirable restraint. She said the administration will review Schumer's recommendations, but, quote, "I cannot say anything directly about his recommendations until we come out with our findings," unquote. Two pilots are reported dead after a Russian-made Su-27 fighter went down during a performance Sunday at an air show in the town of Radom, about 65 miles south of Warsaw in central Poland. The Associated Press reports video broadcast on Polish state TV shows the Belarusian aircraft completing a maneuver, then falling behind some trees in a nose-high attitude. Black smoke then appears from the grove. Neither pilot was able to eject. The incident's under investigation, and the air show was suspended. Up next on ANN, was Al-Megrahi's release just a ploy for Libyan oil? Actor Morgan Freeman will finally get his jet. And the Model Aviation Hall of Fame honors a longtime contributor to the sport. You're listening to Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits. That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for September 1st. I'm Paul Plack. When the Scots released convicted Pan Am 103 bomber Adelbaset Ali Mohamed Al-Megrahi from his life prison sentence, it was said to be on compassionate grounds following a diagnosis of terminal prostate cancer. As protests erupted around the world, Scottish justice officials even played it as an example of do unto others and turning the other cheek. Now, it appears the real motivation may have been far less honorable. The Times of London reports that the British government decided it was in the overwhelming interests of the United Kingdom to make Al-Megrahi eligible for release, and magically, a stalled attempt by BP to obtain Libyan oil exploration leases was suddenly resolved and the $24 billion deal went through. UK justice officials deny that letters citing those overwhelming interests were referring to the oil deal, and BP says speculation by the Times about the coincidence is academic. There are predictions that the peak oil era will have many of us wondering who our friends are. Let the games begin. MeVest Aerospace is excited to announce the recent first flight of one particular SJ-30 jet, serial number 10, November 30 Gulf Zulu, is being readied for delivery to its new owner, Morgan Freeman. The aircraft flew on Thursday morning, the second SJ-30 to enter production flight test this year. Serial number 8, which flew earlier in the summer, is scheduled to be delivered to the customer within 2 weeks. Freeman's new SJ-30 is scheduled to enter the JetWorks Air Centers facility in Denton, Texas, as early as next week for completion work. Having a little fun with one of Freeman's recent movie roles, Emivest notes it is, quote, looking forward to delivering the aircraft to Mr. Freeman and thus help him in checking his SJ-30 purchase off his bucket list, unquote. Don Anderson has been inducted into the Model Aviation Hall of Fame. Anderson founded both Great Plains Model Distributors and Great Plains Model Manufacturers in the 1970s and 80s. The Champaign, Illinois News-Gazette reports that the letter nominating Anderson to the Hall of Fame stated, quote, prior to 1972, there were only 3 people employed in the model airplane business in Champaign, Urbana. Today, there are in excess of 1,000 employees, unquote. Anderson began flying RC aircraft as an engineering student at the University of Illinois. His college friend, Bruce Holacek, formed a mail-order business called Tower Hobbies, and he persuaded Anderson to leave General Motors and get into the direct distribution business. Great Plains Model Distributors eventually merged with Tower Hobby, which Holacek had sold, to form Hobbico. That allowed Anderson to increase his manufacturing business, which he sold to Hobbico in 1991, and became the company's senior VP the following year. The Academy of Model Aeronautics, which includes the Model Aviation Hall of Fame, claims 150,000 members nationwide. Still ahead, NASA has a scholarship opportunity. Siberia gets a new Eurocopter training center. And honey, I don't have very good judgment, but will you marry me? You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 GTS. Go ahead, indulge yourself. The SR20 GTS provides entry-level luxury into the world of Cirrus, yet at a price that makes indulgence affordable. When friends, family, and business associates experience the versatility, freedom, and sheer fun of flying in your Cirrus, they'll see that it maximizes the most precious commodity of all, time. To learn more, call 888-750-9922. Or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, September 1st. I'm Paul Platt. If you are a college student expecting to pursue an aerospace career and haven't yet figured out all the pieces of your financial plan, today brings you a new opportunity. NASA expects to award 20 undergraduate and 5 graduate scholarships to students in aeronautics or related fields in the 2010 academic year. Applications open today. Undergrads entering their second year of study will receive up to $15,000 per year for 2 years and the opportunity to receive a $10,000 stipend by interning at a NASA research center during the summer. Grad students can get up to $35,000 a year for up to 3 years, with the same opportunity for paid NASA internships for up to 2 consecutive summers. Besides the financial help, imagine what that'll look like on your resume. Get more details in the text version of the story, dated August 31st, at aero-news.net. Eurocopter, Eurocopter Vostok, and UT Air, Russia's largest helicopter operator, signed a memorandum of agreement on Thursday to jointly develop a flight training center in West Siberia. The new center will begin operations at the beginning of 2010 and allow flight crews and technicians to be trained locally in Russia to operate Eurocopter helicopters. UT Air has been operating Eurocopters since 2006 in a wide variety of operations, including VIP services, pipeline work, geologic exploration, photo and video footage, and medical cargo missions. Starting in 2012, Eurocopter's new EC-175 will join the fleet. UT Air has firm orders for 15 helicopters and an option for 15 more. And finally, a Maryland lawmaker apparently thought it would make for a memorable marriage proposal if he got his fiancée out on a boat with friends, convinced Baltimore PD to simulate a drug bust, and made his proposal with a police helicopter buzzing overhead. So, Maryland delegate John Cardin found some willing police officers and pulled the stunt on August 7th. The Associated Press reports that for some reason, somebody thought that was an inappropriate use of public resources during a recession, and a minor scandal ensued. Cardin has repaid the city $300 to cover the cost of the salaries of the officers and the fuel used by the helicopter, which was already on routine patrol at the time. Baltimore PD is conducting an internal investigation. In a public apology on his website, Cardin acknowledges the diversion of public resources was an error in judgment. He adds, quote, "I hope that my fiancé will be able to forgive the fact that I brought this unexpected and undesired public attention to what should have been a special moment in our lives," unquote. At least for his trouble, Cardin did get a yes to his proposal. And as for that proposal being memorable, perhaps they'll reserve a page in their wedding album for newspaper clippings. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club, about how owners of Columbia 350s and 400s are being treated by Cessna since the takeover. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.